Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn four mitzvahs. They are all mitzvahs for a Beis Din or for a Sanhedrin. Do you remember what a Beis Din and a Sanhedrin are? A Beis Din and a Sanhedrin are a group of rabbis called Shoftim. Shoftim in a big Sanhedrin, or in a small Beis Din, have to make sure that stores are following what the Torah says. They need to decide what to do when people have a fight about money. They need to tell us what the halacha is when we aren't sure. Sometimes they even need to punish people if the Torah says so. They help everyone to do mitzvahs right. A Beis Din doesn't want to have to punish people, but sometimes the Torah tells them to. If someone might need to get a very big punishment, there are extra mitzvahs that the Beis Din needs to keep. When the Beis Din has to decide if they should give a very big punishment, it is called Dinei Nefashos. Can you say Dinei Nefashos? Good! When the Beis Din is deciding Dinei Nefashos, they need to be extra careful not to make a mistake. They can only give a very big punishment if they are very sure. Today's first mitzvah tells us what to do if the Shoftim don't agree about giving the big punishment. Usually, the Beis Din can do whatever most of the Shoftim say to do. So if 12 Shoftim say that Shmerel is right, and 11 Shoftim say that Beryl is right, what does the Beis Din do? Well, what is more, 12 or 11? Right, 12 is more than 11. The Beis Din decides that Shmerel is right because more Shoftim say that Shmerel is right. But for Dinei Nefashos, the Beis Din needs to have at least two more Shoftim that say to give the punishment. So if 12 Shoftim say that they should give the big punishment, and 11 Shoftim say not to give the big punishment, then they can't punish him. 12 is more than 11. But it is only one more than 11. To punish someone in Dinei Nefashos, there need to be at least two more Shoftim that say to punish him. That is today's first mitzvah, that we can't give a big punishment unless at least two more Shoftim say to give it. Today's second mitzvah is that when the Beis Din is deciding Dinei Nefashos, each of the Shoftim has to decide by himself. Let's pretend we are answering Parsha questions. If our very smart friend says that the right answer is number 3, what answer will we pick? Most of us would pick the same answer as our friend. We know our friend is so smart, that answer is probably right. But the Shoftim and the Beis Din need to be careful not to do this when they are deciding Dinei Nefashos. Each of the Shoftim needs to think by himself. He needs to be sure by himself that the right thing to do is to give the very big punishment. That is today's second mitzvah, that each of the shoftim needs to decide by himself, not just say whatever other people say, even if the other people are very smart. Now we learn about two of the kinds of very big punishments that a Beis Din or a Sanhedrin might have to give. One of these punishments is called skila. Today's third mitzvah is that if the Beis Din has to punish someone with skila, they need to do it the way the Torah says. Another one of these punishments is called sreifa. Today's fourth mitzvah is that if the Beis Din has to punish someone with sreifa, they need to do it the way the Torah says. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!